Proclamation number 8290, dated the October 3rd, 1962. False Christs and Prophets. When I lived on earth, I warned you about false Christs and false prophets, for I knew how my adversary would work against me and the truth from me. And now my warning will always apply to you, too, so that you will not fall prey to these false Christs and prophets. However, when false Christs and prophets are spoken of, then genuine ones will also have to exist, and therefore you humans cannot discard everything you are offered by me when I reveal myself through the words of true prophets, because I consider it necessary that pure truth should be conveyed to you. And you cannot reject the said wrong spiritual information simultaneously with that which is genuine, for I will reveal myself through people who possess all the requirements in order to be addressed by me myself until the end, and who then, as my true servants, will carry out their mission by distributing the spiritual knowledge they've received from me myself throughout the world. How else should the truth be conveyed to earth, since I am unable to audibly address humanity from above due to their freedom of will? You all have the right as well as the duty to scrutinize what is presented to you as truth, and you will also be capable of doing so if you appeal to me myself, as the eternal truth, for support. And by merely being of good will, you shall indeed also be able to distinguish the truth from error. Besides, I myself indicated to you that you will receive information about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. And thus you can believe every spirit who provides you with this information. People should therefore not bypass Jesus Christ. They should learn to understand the act of salvation and know what forms the basis of this act of salvation, and the fact that I embodied myself in the man Jesus. And since this knowledge is extremely necessary for our people to reach their goal, I will also provide them with truthful explanations, which thus happens through the revelations which I myself convey to earth by way of suitable instruments who are capable of receiving direct revelations. But these revelations should never be put on an equal footing with messages from the spiritual kingdom which are cyclically imparted to people. You must learn to differentiate between God's working within the human being through his spirit, and a working of spirits, messages, which are conveyed to you humans and whose origin you cannot establish. And anyone who seriously looks into this will be told by his heart who speaks to him. But you must carry out a serious inspection before you form a judgment. For you cannot portray me myself as a liar, since during my life on earth I myself have promised you the working of my spirit. I myself assured you that I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, which will guide you into all truth. Single quote, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who will be loved by me, and I will reveal myself to him. Single quote, you shall all be taught by God. Single quote, he that believeth in me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Single quote. And if I consider it necessary that the truth shall be imparted to people because they walk along in spiritual darkness, then you will really not be able to stop me. And I will enlighten you about all correlations, about my eternal plan of salvation and the beginning and ultimate goal of everything in existence. But I will also inform you about the many misguided teachings brought into the world by my adversary in order to keep people in spiritual darkness, and which I will correct time and again. For I have said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Single quote, and my word can only ever be understood to be the pure truth. However, since all spiritual knowledge coming forth from me will always be distorted by imperfect human beings again, which I do not prevent due to their free will. I shall also take care that the truth will always be conveyed to people again. I myself spoke the words, "My spirit will guide you into all truth." Single quote, but I brought you the truth. Would the guidance into truth have been necessary had I not foreseen that the truth would not remain pure? And thus you can indeed give credence to the direct revelations from above if they come forth from me, which you, in turn, can recognize by the fact that my human manifestation in Jesus Christ is mentioned time and again. And then you will also know my word, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." Single quote, for this is why I sacrificed my life on the cross. This is why I took the most bitter suffering and agonies upon myself, because I wanted to redeem the guilt on your behalf, so that you will become free of it as soon as you acknowledge my act of salvation and appeal to me for forgiveness of your guilt. Yet my eternal plan of salvation is not based on human intellectual thought, on human logic, for I have infinite means at my disposal in order to accomplish the final goal, the return of all once fallen beings to me. I will never divert from my law of eternal order on which my plan of salvation is based. And had my act of salvation in Jesus not been accomplished, even all 1,000 lifts on earth would not suffice in order to redeem or atone for the guilt. And this is why I myself descended to earth in order to deliver humanity from my adversary's control. And anyone who does not lay claim to the blessings of the act of salvation, whose earthly life will not result in deliverance from profound spiritual hardship, anyone who does not accept the help offered to him in the spiritual kingdom either and allows himself to be led to Jesus Christ, will have to repeat the process through all creation, in which case you humans can rightfully speak of a reincarnation on earth, which will happen again sooner or later after an infinitely long period of time, when the soul will once again have to pass its test of will as a human being on earth. For one thing is certain, that my righteousness also demands an atonement for every offense against me, but that I also know in which way this atonement can be rendered if the guilt of sin is not consciously carried under the cross. Amen.